Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Following a fiery day in Boston's federal courthouse, the judge in the case of former state probation chief John O'Brien has ordered defense attorneys and prosecutors to present a list of witnesses by the end of this day. Judge Dennis Saylor exploded in anger at defense attorneys who are asking him to recuse himself, arguing his personal ties to potential witnesses present a possible conflict. O'Brien is accused of hiring politically connected applicants at the probation department over more qualified candidates in exchange for influence and more state funding. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, the blow-up yesterday caps weeks of arguments by defense attorneys who question whether Judge Saylor can command public confidence in his impartiality.
In the usually staid and stately proceedings of federal court, the scream of a judge is the rarest of conduct.
I've heard judges raise their voice. I've heard judges get tense. I have never heard something as loud as that,
says David Frank, managing editor of Massachusetts Lawyers Weekly.
It's not something that you really ever hear in a federal courthouse.
Federal courts prohibit both cameras and microphones, so it's impossible to do justice to the volume of that scream or the intensity of the judge's outbursts. In earlier hearings, Judge F. Dennis Saylor IV had proven brittle in denying the defense motion that he stepped down. The defense had cited his professional connections to Paul Ware and to Ware's deputy, who both conducted an independent investigation into the probation department, which called its hiring practices corrupt. In the hearing yesterday on the renewed motion for recusal, attorneys were addressing Saylor with new facts and newly discovered associations that might create the appearance of personal bias. Take Saylor's friend and fellow federal judge, Timothy Hillman. Hillman has acknowledged that he once sponsored some 22 candidates for promotion as probation officers. The defense plans to call him as a witness. And remember, the government alleges the probation department was the den of corrupt and rigged hiring schemes. David Frank.
The argument the defense is going to hammer home at this trial is that the culture was such that judges were involved in this, chief law enforcement officers like Martha Coakley, Scott Harshbarger, Mike Sullivan, who was then a Plymouth County DA, that they were all doing it.
And because Saylor's associates were doing it, the defense argued, that provided permission and imprimatur for the defendants to do the same thing. They were part of the same system, and by extension, they had no intent to defraud. Therefore, says the defense, it's unfair to charge and punish the defendants and not the others, which circles back to the judge himself, says attorney Harvey Silverglate, author of Three Felonies a Day, How the Feds Target the Innocent. He's watching the case from outside.
The issue really is whether the Judge Saylor is going to be able to appear to be unbiased in the case when a friend of his is somebody who has done something very much like what the defendants are charged with doing.
Though it may be dangerous territory, the judge has shown no inclination to avoid it. It's reminiscent of Judge Richard Stearns, who denied motions to recuse him from presiding over the trial of James Whitey Bulger and had to be removed by the federal appeals court. Saylor shows the same signs. He, too, is taking this as a personal affront. At the beginning of yesterday's hearing, he once again attacked the motives of defense lawyers. When soft-spoken defense attorney Stelio Sinis quietly objected, interrupting the judge, Saylor snapped. "Mr. Sinis!" Saylor screamed. "Do not interrupt me!" Stunned by the 0-60 acceleration of anger, the courtroom heard the judge accuse Sinis of being emotional and not being able to control himself.
Well, let me put it this way.
Again, Harvey Silverglate.
When a defense attorney manages to elicit a volcanic reaction from a judge, and the defense attorney doesn't do anything that can vaguely be considered contemptuous, then you really do have to wonder how much invested in the case and sitting on the case the judge is.
The last time a judge screamed like Saylor was in state court. That was caught on camera. And it led to a misconduct investigation of Judge Maria Lopez and her resignation. Responding to Saylor's conduct yesterday, defense attorney John Amabile rose, saying, Your Honor is so entwined in this, you have lost your ability to conduct these proceedings in a fair manner. He continued briefly until the judge snapped. Mr. Amabile, I said I did not want to hear about this. Sit down. Amabile requested he be heard on the facts. The judge. Thank you. Sit down. Amabile, I will sit down, but I want the record to reflect I haven't been allowed to make my argument. The judge. Sit down. Amabile had drawn out Judge Saylor, who had, in turn, brought more, not less, attention to himself and raised more appearance problems, says Harvey Silverglade.
The case is so wound up in these personal judgments and personal relationships that this is just dangerous territory for Judge Saylor to be venturing out into.
When the hearing ended, Judge Saylor said he would consider the renewed request that he step down. Defense attorneys say it's likely they'll have to go before the Court of Appeals. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.